Anniversary of the adoption of the 1966 recommendation by the International Labour Organization, the ILO, and the UN Education Agency, UNESCO. The recommendation sets benchmarks regarding the rights and responsibilities of teachers and standards for their recruitment and further education. World Teachers Day provides the occasion to celebrate the teaching profession worldwide, take stock of achievements, and draw attention to the voices of teachers. Esar Sow is the Deputy Secretary General of the Teachers Union. He told Banna Sabali that the COVID-19 pandemic has significantly added to the challenges faced by an already overstretched education system.
Actually, since 1966, UNESCO and ILO put aside certain standards. And then the performance of government in terms of the welfare of teachers are measured against those standards. So as we speak right now, those are the parameters we have in place that we are trying to ensure government fulfills. What we are doing right now is, regards to COVID, for example, because we participated in the development of the simulation model, which has a lot of implications in terms of teacher welfare and development. For instance, the government needs to double shift the teachers 100%. And that will require over $200 million as remuneration to the teachers. So we want to see that government is serious with regards to that, and that the necessary arrangements are put in place so that when teachers' services are utilized, they will be compensated accordingly. Also, there have been a lot of attendant issues regarding their occupational mobility in terms of promotions. We have been pursuing this thing, and then if you can remember, we sent a petition sometime in August 2018, which we are following up, and we are happy to report that close to 75% of our desire has been achieved, and we are pursuing 25% of it. That has to do with teachers who staff for more than 20 years, and we are never promoted. So we have a host of things, actually.
Okay, but would you advocate for teachers to be given allowances if there is any extension in the contract hours, because there is this opinion that the students might even go to school on Saturdays and Sunday and teachers need to be there?
Actually, the only thing that matters in that equation has to do with the double shifting. The issue of contract hours is relative. We know in the simulation teachers are supposed to engage for 200 days for the next 1 year, and then work from Monday to Saturday. But this does not necessarily mean that one teacher would have to be in school from Monday up to Saturday. It means, for example, in a particular school, some teachers may only come to school 3 days or 4 days, or some classes will come only for 2 days or 3 days based on the cohort that you belong to. And some might come both in the morning and in the afternoon. So to answer your question, where the teacher has to provide extra services actually will demand for a compensation for such exercises.
So on this day, what is the Gambia Teachers Union doing to ensure some private teachers whose salaries are being cut off to be paid with reimbursement? Knowing that, that we had an interview previously where you cried out loud for the private teachers.
Yes. To be honest with you, over 50% of our schools, precisely 56% of our schools are private owned. Of course, this includes the madrasas. And we know since March, quite a good number of them have not received their salaries. Our demand to government is two. We want government to create an education subsidy. The education subsidy, if you follow in the developments in the sub-region, for example, in the case of Liberia, George Mane Weah has put aside $1 million to support private school teachers. We want an education subsidy. This government has put aside $600 million, and then close to 19% of that has been given to some entities close in, similar to education. But unfortunately, education has not been on the menu. So definitely we want the central government in this case to make sure that they put aside an education subsidy. Yeah. The second bit of it is for them to provide funds for, this is education in crisis. So they need to commit some funds to ensure that what is required for the Ministry of Basic and Secondary Education in particular to do and higher education by extension could be done. Because if those funds are not there, certainly it wouldn't be wise to open schools. For example, you go to some schools like Bundung Lower and Lower Basic and Annex. Annex has over 3,500 students. The proper is 3,100. So you have 6,600 students, and you want to give the school only two thermometers. and the standard is at least 100 students per thermometer. So government need to remit funds, disburse funds to make sure that schools are prepared to put in place or purchase the necessary PPEs for them to open safely.
So finally, your message to Gambians and to teachers, especially who are finding it hard in this COVID-19?
For the teachers, I want to thank them for their resilience. It's unfortunate. For the central government, we want central government to pay attention to the teachers. I think actually central government is not definitely fair with our teachers because they are not paying attention, particularly the madrasas and the private school. For the public sector teachers, those within the mainstream, we have lesser problems comparatively. In terms of what we need to do, the Ministry of Basic and Secondary Education is ready, technically speaking. It has the framework for the GPE accelerated fund. It has developed the simulation model. It has developed the safe school response, protocols. It has also developed the catch-up plan. So all the tools and instruments are there available. It's only when funds are available that schools can open. So government definitely need to recommend funds. But to be honest with you, it is not fair for central government to close their eyes and then look at these teachers in those dire needs. The fundamental question here is some of those schools may not be able to reopen if government failed to give them a subsidy. And the question here would be, what would government do with those students, because they are the primary duty bearers? So those questions need to be answered right and now. Otherwise, it would be difficult and hard for the Gambia to decide that schools should be open.
So the recommended standard is 100 students per thermometer. The situation in the Gambia is, from what we just heard SSO say, 3,000 pupils per thermometer. If that doesn't scare you, I don't know what else will. That was SSO.